This is Generation Why Not, and for this class, I'm going to start you off, and then you have the handouts that you can follow up with your homework. So when we talk about Generation Why Not, and we're talking in this case for personal reinvention, and you'll see here you have a handout with five numbers, and I want you to identify five different ways that you are personally reinventing yourself. So let me give you some suggestions. So one suggestion, maybe you have a new look now. Maybe you went out and got a completely different hair look. You're wearing different clothes now. Just that visual, personal visual change. That's how you're reinventing. Another way you might be reinventing yourself is that you have just really picked up a new mindset to get you to the next, really to the next level of both income and in terms of your career. So you're really reinventing yourself personally again, internally and emotionally. And I can't share with you how important and paramount all of that is internally when you're thinking about your thoughts and your mindset, because the mindset that got you to where you are today is not the same mindset that is going to get you to the next level. Another way you might be personally reinventing yourself is maybe you've had an outside office all these years and now you're setting up an office inside your home. Or maybe you've had a home office for many years and now you're going out and getting an out-of-the-home office. That would be considered personal reinvention also. Another area of personal reinvention is, let's say, for example, that you have been an entrepreneur in a certain area of maybe health coaching, and now you want to expand. You don't want to do just health coaching. You want to reinvent yourself personally, which, of course, also plays out professionally. So now, instead of being focusing on a health coach, what you might want to do is you might want to go in and just focus in on helping CEOs de-stress in the corporate field. So that would be another way that you would choose to personally reinvent yourself. Then you look in the second page here, and then what is your personal brand today? And you first have to decide who you are today before you can decide how to reinvent and how to make changes. And the personal brand is everything in terms of your education, your experiences, your observations, your brilliance, your skills, what you've been doing, and your academics, all of that. Everything that makes you who you are up until now, even your upbringing and your experiences, your pivotal experiences specifically. Many people had pivotal experiences, and that is why they're in the career that they're in now. And many times we have pivotal experiences later in life, and that is one of the reasons we personally reinvent. So are you part of that as well? And then go ahead and then write, what are the personal reinvention pieces that you're now going to move towards? And you want that personal reinvention. You want to be able to feel in alignment. You want to feel really good about that. And it is who you are, not someone you should be, not something you should do, but something and someone you want to be. And then the question is, how will you embrace it? How will you accept it? How will you start using it? And know that you will be needing to tweak it every so often.